Here's a specific integral to set up. Note that it is our responsibility to find the new variables that will simplify the description of the domain. I chose to set s equal to 3x minus y and t equal to 3y minus x because those expressions are constant on the sides of the parallelogram. That's exactly how the sides were defined in the previous slide. Thus, our new bounds of integration for s and t should be exactly those constants. In order to translate the integrand and compute the Jacobian, we need x and y in terms of s and t. So we just solve that system for x and y.